Hey, podcast friends. If you love our podcast and want to help support us to continue making cool shit, consider joining our Patreon community. Get early access to each episode, a monthly hangout on Zoom, custom answers to your questions in exclusive Patreon videos, and much, much more. Head on over to patreon.com/conversationswithcreators to become a patron today. Your support means the world to us. Now on to the episode.
If you make something and everybody likes it, you're not doing enough.
Ooh.
It doesn't have enough charge.
Yeah.
If you're doing something, you know, genuine and original, people are going to like it and people are going to hate it.
Yeah. And that's actually, I mean, that's how you can tell. And that's actually funny because that's literally how you can tell that you're actually doing something that is worthwhile.
Yeah.
Is exactly what you said, like it, that you have both the fans and the haters.
Yeah,
I love that.
So the big question is this: how are creators like us, who aren't built for the 9-to-5, for the people who put their passion before them being comfortable, how do we turn that passion into a living that pays the bills and a life that we love? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answers. My name is Noah Mittman, and welcome to Conversations with Creators.
Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Creators. I am your host, Noah Mittman, and joining me today is tattoo artist and automotive painter and total badass, Garrett Sutton. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
tell me the story of how you, because I know you've been a tattoo artist for quite a while. How did you get into it?
I just did art essentially in junior high and high school a bunch, and I ended up meeting somebody who was already a tattooer, and since I was so into art already, I kind of just realized that if I was going to make money doing art, that was probably the avenue to go to, you know.
Yeah. Did you kind of start right out of high school?
No, I actually met that person a couple years out of high school, and then that's when I really got into it. Yeah.
Nice. And you're with a shop now, right?
Yeah, I work at a private studio called Beloved Tattoo in Wheat Ridge, Colorado.
Hell yeah. And you're able to do that's your full time, right?
Yes, yeah.
Hell yeah. And then you're also into automotive painting. What was it, the love of motorcycles? So Garrett loves motorcycles, and yeah. Is that what led to that?
It kind of is, yeah. I got the bike, and then I kind of just got into motorcycles a ton, and then saw that was like something that was like super art driven in that world too. So,
yeah.
Once again, I ended up meeting somebody who wanted my tattoo services, and I saw that they did some paint work, so we kind of intermingled those, and then he kind of talked
through a trade. Nice.
Yeah, and he kind of taught me a little bit about it, so from there, I just picked up all the stuff I needed and ran with it.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. What are the similarities that you see with tattooing and the painting?
A lot of small similarities. It's kind of hard to, like, pinpoint them exactly, because they are very different things, but there are very small things within it that kind of make them similar. I mean, dealing with customers is being customer service driven. I would say just like having that eye, you know, because if you don't have an eye for certain things, things can go askew and just not look right, you know?
But I feel like, yeah. So, I mean, especially with the eye for detail, because you know, with especially with the art that you do, it's almost surgical, like, level of detail.
Yeah. That's pretty much, yeah. I think, like, what I kind of bring to it so far is, like, I've noticed that I do have that attention to detail where I'm like, oh, man, that's off. Let's fix it, you know?
Yeah, which, yeah, that's suit you have to have. So how have you seen your passion for motorcycles influencing your art and your creativity?
A ton. I just like as far as like imagery, I like a lot of different things now. You know, like motorcycle art and stuff like that is just cool. You know, I've always been a fan of like skulls and snakes and flames and stuff like that. So like using that a little bit more and driving that a little bit more has been super cool for me, because those are already things I really liked, you know?
Yeah. And it sounds like your taste just naturally is like fits well into motorcycle culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's super fun, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
Auto painting's hard for sure.
What's hard about it?
I mean, as far as like paint is so much more unforgiving. Sorry.
That's all good. I'm hoping that the movie playing in the background doesn't pick up on my end. You hear anything?
Awesome. That dog, dude.
Constantly yelling at him. So,
I've been tattooing for just about 12 years, so I'm probably a little bit stepped back, but I mean, tattooing is a little bit more forgiving for me now that I've been around it for a while, you know, like if something goes, you know, weird, I'm like, oh, okay, I've been here before. With painting, it's a total different story. Like if something goes wrong, I have no idea what the hell, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't, right.
It's very hard. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's interesting too, because like I would feel like the pressure with tattooing is hard because it's on somebody versus something, but it's I guess you've been around it long enough where you know how to, you know,
reverse
coming up on hard stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, with paint, if something chips or goes wrong, it's like I have no idea what's going on.
Tell me I know you have them. Tell me a war story from tattooing, or like a horror story.
I mean, most of my horror stories just come from, I don't know if I want to go there. Just bodily smells. You know? It's not like people are never like really mean or like anything like that. It's just somebody shows up and they got stinky feet or like.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to be so close on them too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Audience, if you go in for a foot tattoo, make sure your fucking feet are clean.
Absolutely. Yes, please.
What were you going to say that?
I've just had like crazy stories of like, you know, drunk people walking in saying crazy things, or like homeless people walking by, like doing crazy things.
I've heard many times if you just put up a camera in a tattoo shop, you have a TV show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Even if you put one outside of the shop.
Yeah.
The people walking by.
Yeah. So we talked about it a little bit, but talk to me about like kind of the specific themes or inspirations that appear a lot in your work.
Themes, probably just anything flora, fauna. I like, you know, like human faces, skulls, snakes, flowers, animals, stuff like that. That's pretty much what you're gonna see all the time.
Yeah.
As far as like my own personal work, like if I'm drawing it, it's gonna be one of those things.
Yeah. You have your speciality.
Yeah, yeah.
Super which is pretty much how the tattoo world works.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why they hire you.
That's pretty much, yeah, that's gonna be it. Skulls, snakes, human faces, and flowers. Yeah.
For the people, okay, this is great. I'm gonna say a word and then you're gonna define it and talk about it. You ready? Because when I say it, if people don't know what it is, it's gonna be completely opposite of what they think it is.
Okay.
Blood shovel.
Oh man, that's the size of my needle, man. Yeah, I do black work stuff too, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's just heavy, solid black work, similar to my arm.
So it's like all blacked out, basically.
And the needle I use is going to be like a 49 mag, so essentially it looks similar to a dinner fork size.
Oh my God.
And then one of my clients...
That's huge!
My handle at first was Black Casket, and then I was tattooing one of my homies one day, and he said something about a blood shovel, and I was like, all right, man, I'm switching my handle right now.
Well, is it not like a official term?
No, it's not.
I totally thought it was.
Yeah, My buddy coined it, essentially.
That's awesome. Yeah. Do you have your own term for it?
I do, yeah. One of my other tattooer friends was joking around with their friend and said something about a blood shovel, and I was like, hey, man, that's mine.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah.
You got to trademark that shit. That's epic, though. So, yeah, you want a completely blacked out arm, you pay attention to pop culture, and I hate to drop the name, but it's probably what a lot of people will know. Machine Gun Kelly's like new tattoo setup is a lot of black work, but I'm assuming blood shovel is because there's blood buildup on the needle, and it like, and then you're moving it down, and it just
shovel. Yeah, there's just so much saturation and coverage. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why dinner fork. That's insane. I got to see that in person. So, do you have one with you?
I don't know.
Okay, that's huge because I'm used to it being like, you know, the size of maybe a finger tops.
Yeah, like a finger size is even like
pretty big
on the bigger side.
For, yeah,
you know, for those,
that's wild. So you kind of have got, you know, you're a very artistic guy. How do you see your art evolving in the future?
Honestly, man, I just want to like try other media. Like I've been doing skate decks with the auto painting, Harley parts. I recently, me and my lady have been etching mirrors. So let me grab it. Actually,
cool. Thanks. So it's like designs on mirrors.
I'm gonna remove the gold circle on there.
Oh, that's sick. So, for those of you that are listening, it is basically a tattoo on a mirror with etching. That's so dope, dude. I'm gonna have to grab one of those eventually.
Yeah, my lady's got a stack of them here on the floor. That was my first one that I did. That I'm just gonna fix up a little bit and sell.
Oh, yeah, man.
So yeah, just
that looks sweet.
Exploring other shit other than just tattoos, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean this is kind of a side fun project for me, other than just like, you know, I was editing videos earlier today and I'm like, okay, cool, now I can actually have like a conversation and chat art stuff, but it's like doing other stuff and keeping it interesting.
Yeah
absolutely. Do you have either one that you've done or on you a tattoo that's actually, let's do both. Let's start with one on you that's a particularly meaningful tattoo.
I have one on my thigh that is a traditional tattoo of a woman, like in a cowboy girl get up with some guns, and it has my grandma's name in like a rope around it.
Nice.
It's for my grandma.
Hell yeah, dude. And that's then fine. What about, oh yeah, go for it.
Go ahead.
What about, one that you have been like honored to make for somebody?
Oof, I've had a ton of those, honestly, man. Yeah, tons, just for people who've passed away and,
yeah,
you know, and newborns and stuff like that. But as far as like things that like I got to do that I really enjoyed to do, I had a phoenix that I did a couple years ago that just everything fell into place. It healed really well. It looked really well. The client really loved it. So,
hell yeah.
Things like that.
But ones you have fun making. And so it sounds like, I mean, that makes sense that some of the most meaningful ones would be of people or, you know, kids, parents getting kids or animals or stuff like that, that like signify something big to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
those are huge, man. You can't really just take those too lightly. You know what I mean? Whether it's a simple design or a complicated one.
Yeah, that's one you can't fuck up.
Yeah.
So I mean, actually, this is so bringing in also. So one thing that we share a lot too is hockey. Garrett got me into hockey, and now I play 3 times a week, and my back's fucked up. Thanks, man. no, I have a playoff game tonight. I'm super excited. How does your experience? Oh yeah, talk to me about your experience with hockey and kind of how it works into your life and complements your other stuff.
Honestly, man, hockey saved my life, because before hockey, I was tattooing and drawing and doing nothing but that 24/7. And I was just at a point where I was like, man, I need something. I need a hobby. I gotta play a little, you know?
Yeah.
And I found hockey through a friend of mine, asked if I wanted to come play, and I did. And really, man, that's been it. It's what started the balance of like the work play for me.
Because you were just all work before.
Yeah.
I get that too. It's addictive.
And I've loved every minute of it, man. Like, you know, we just play all the time. Like, I've met some of the best people that I know to this day.
Best community, dude. Everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah, I mean, just it's funny, too, because you see it being played in the NHL. And you're like, fuck, these guys are warriors. But, like, the actual community is so fun. And, like, yeah, you know, there's assholes there and you call them out on it. But, like, it's just a great, it's a really solid community and what am I looking for? The community and fun time. Like everybody's there to have fun.
Yeah. And you know, like if you don't have a piece of gear, I know 10 people that'll give you a piece of gear.
Literally, like in the locker room. It's wild. No, it's that kind of thing where like, hey, you know, borrowing tape from each other is totally a thing. Like I forgot gloves one game and somebody from the previous game, like, gave me theirs for that. It was just like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How do you see your skills with hockey and precision and stuff working? I mean, does your precision with your work play into the hockey precision? Is kind of how your brain works? You're a stick magician.
That's just how mine works in general, man. Like, if there's some, you know, I'm very, like, if I want to learn something or whatever, you know, I set my mind to that and I do that. You know what I mean? I focus on that really hard. So I guess I kind of took that from tattooing as far as, like, when I first started out tattooing, like, all I did was draw and paint and tattoo. And then as soon as I started hockey, you know, I'm like, stick handling,
it's all of it,
you know, and trying to get moves and everything. So, yeah, I think I bring that to everything I do though. So, but I mean, as far as hockey, dude, when I'm out there, I'm not thinking about anything else.
No, you can't,
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's actually a similar thing from when I, you know, me coming from the parkour world, like when you're about to do a roof gap between two buildings, like you can't be thinking about anything else. when you got, you know, a 250 pound guy coming at you with the puck and you're not sure if he has either the want or the skill to slow down.
Absolutely.
You can't be anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going into a little quick fire round here of some fun questions that I ask everybody. What is one of your favorite quotes and why?
Shoot. I don't know if I have a favorite quote, man. That was hard.
Is anything that comes to mind? I'll tell you my current one.
If you make something and everybody likes it, you're not doing enough.
Ooh.
It doesn't have enough charge.
Yeah.
If you're doing something, you know, genuine and original, people are going to like it and people are going to hate it.
Yeah, and that's actually, I mean, that's how you can tell. And that's actually funny because that's literally how you can tell that you're actually doing something that is worthwhile.
Yeah.
Is exactly what you said. Like, that you have both the fans and the haters.
Yeah.
I love that. My current one is nobody cares, work harder.
Yeah.
We just put that up in the kitchen and Shorty just got a shirt with it.
Hell yeah.
Not meaning that nobody cares, but the people that don't matter don't care.
Yeah.
Even harder one, you ready? And if you don't have an answer for this, that's fine. Mm-hmm. What's the title of your memoir?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that'd be a hard one for me. Because I'd want to make it, like, super goofy, but at the same time, like, maybe serious, too.
That is you all the way through.
Yeah.
Goofy and serious.
I would say off the top of my head, it would probably be, like, Hell House. But yeah, that's just a blip from the memories that,
yeah,
ton of crazy party memories, man.
Nice. Actually, other than everything we've talked about, and it may be hockey, I'm not sure. Do you have any other hobby that kind of helps you relax and takes you away from it?
It's pretty much just hockey. Yeah. Yeah. Hockey, man. Well, hockey and riding the motorcycle. That's about it.
Yeah. And the perfect day is riding the motorcycle to play hockey.
Oh, dude, I want to do that so bad.
Yeah. We're coming up on the weather. It's going to be good.
Well, the rink near me has locker rooms. So, like, if I played there, I could just leave my stuff there all the time. You know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So I will kind of wrap up. I don't have a ton of time. I got to head out to the playoff game. But let me roll out the red carpet for you. Let everybody know where to find you, what you got going on in your life.
Yeah, yeah. So my Instagram is Gravebloom Tattoos. I have two different ones. Actually, I have three. So my tattoo one is @bloodshovel_. My paint one is Heart Paint Club. And I have a second tattoo one that is Grave Bloom. And that's it.
Oh, yeah. And it's all Instagram?
Yeah, those are all Instagram. Grave Bloom, Heart Paint Club, and Blood Shovel. Sorry.
Do you have any projects that you have coming up that you're excited about?
I've got a couple of massive tattoos that are coming up, and then some more paint work for the summer for sure.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet. Everybody go check out Garrett. I'll have all of the links and stuff in the show notes. And thanks for finally chatting and kind of being on the show, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for your patience, man. I've been super busy.
Oh, it's all good. We all have. I get it completely. All right. Well, so for everybody watching and listening, I will see you next time.
Thank you so much.